You're listening to KVNF. This is Talkin' Music. Our guests tonight play American desert music, and they go by the name Three Hat Trio. Gentlemen, take it away. Three Hat Trio hails from Utah and is made up of Hal Cannon, who's playing banjo, Greg Istok on the bass, and Eli Rankle on violin. Guys, how did this group get started?
That's Eli.
This is Eli. So when I was about 16 years old, I...
15.
15. Whatever. I held a house concert, to raise money for my high school orchestra to travel to Disneyland. And after the concert was done, Hal and Greg had come and they brought instruments. And so we jammed afterwards. And I was like, hey, this is fun. This is cool. Let's keep doing this. And so it just kind of built from that.
Uh-huh. And Eli, I understand you've actually spent about a quarter of your life in this group.
This is true.
And your bandmates have spent a lot less than that. Yeah. There's a bit of a generational spread going on here. So, had you played music with sort of the older crowd before? And
I was wondering if you were gonna say old people. We're not that old.
Well, I'm.
No, I know it's good.
I'm in the same range as you gentlemen are.
We're good.
No, previous to playing with these guys, I'd played purely in symphony orchestras, so mm-hmm. I had some experience with like summer camps and stuff for classical music, uh-huh. but in general it was people my age in high school and such.
Yeah.
Well, somebody observed lately that we have Eli as bait.
I'll take that just as it stands.
We're not saying a word more.
Yeah. I wouldn't touch that one either.
Well, there's definitely some history going on with this group, and there's a lot of influences that come from a lot of places. Mm-hmm. And Greg, I understand that you actually spent time in Florida for quite a while and got into Caribbean music. Is that something that you still follow?
You know, the simple answer is no, because I'm doing what we're doing now, but it's been an incredible influence on me. It's been an incredible joy to play that kind of music. Excuse me. I kind of started off, as most people did in the United States, playing what was popular and just got turned on to this Caribbean music and just fell in love with it and played it for 30 years almost. And so it's still a big part of what I do, but I don't necessarily play it per se as much anymore. I'm really kind of liking what we're doing now, making up our own version of some kind of music of a place, you know?
Sure. Yeah. And Hal, I guess you've done a lot of things connected with Western Folklife. You were part of the Western Folklife Center, I understand?
Yeah.
Out in Elko?
Yeah, I was the founding director of it.
Uh-huh. And cowboy poetry and
yep.
that whole scene?
Yeah.
You've spent some time doing that.
Yeah, singing a lot of old cowboy songs and folk songs, and pretty much got into folk songs when I was a young teenager. And my teachers were Utah Phillips and Rosalie Sorrells, really wonderful people to have as teachers when I was growing up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are enjoying having you in the Bamboo Room, and the group will be playing at the Paradise Theater this evening at 7 o'clock, I believe.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's a benefit show for the Paradise, and we thank you for coming to town to entertain us and to benefit our little nonprofit movie house.
You know, I've heard about the Paradise for a long time, and, you know, people that played in it just say, you know, if you play in Payone, you play at the Paradise Theater, and it's got quite a good reputation with musicians around the country.
Yeah. Well, what's the American desert inspiration that has kind of pulled this group together?
We all live in, you know, down near Zion National Park, and we play a music that's, we come from very diverse backgrounds, and we don't listen to the same kinds of music, and, you know, we don't have the same inspiration. So we like the idea that we take inspiration from the area where we live. You know, I think our music is sort of, it sort of has a spacious quality to it. We like that. We sit and rehearse and look out at, you know, just desert as far as you can see out of Greg's studio. And, you know, we jam a lot. We play that kind of music. We're also influenced tradition-wise, or I am particularly, by music that came from the sort of the wild lands of the West, cowboy music and old Western folk music. So that's part of it. But I think we just... you know, we were trying to figure out what genre we were, and so many genres of music are place-based, you know, mountain music of Appalachia, Delta blues, and yet, you know, when you ask most people about vernacular Western music, they'll say cowboys and Indians, basically, and, you know, that's just a small part of the experience. It's a good, great basis for Western music, but we just wanted to write songs about our area, about storms, about happenings in the desert, and that's our inspiration.
I love it. And I saw one of your album covers as a photograph of a solitary tree in what looks to be an endless field of sand dunes, and three empty chairs arranged next to the tree. Yeah. As if the participants walked away a few hundred years ago and just haven't gotten back from break yet.
Yeah. Did you notice that they left their hats?
Well, that was next. Is the hats is an interesting piece of the group, and it's the name of the group is one word.
Yeah.
Three Hat Trio, or Three Hat Trio. What is the correct pronunciation?
I like the second one, Three Hat Trio. Actually.
Three Hat Trio.
Yeah, I like that. And it's the number three, if you're looking us up online. Yeah,
right.
Number Three Hat Trio, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice little piece. And although you're not wearing your hats in our studio right now, but probably because you...
Radio. I thought we could get away with it.
I can edit that out. It's hard to wear a hat and headphones at the same time.
You'd be surprised how many people give us a hard time for not having a hat on. If somebody shows up one night for the gig and they don't have their hat on, people will stand up and say, "Hey, where's your hat?"
Well, I couldn't find any pictures of you online without the hats.
That's true.
And
man.
I must say we
created this little monster and...
Well, the selection that you go through looks to be pretty extensive. Do you all have favorites?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
For
sure.
Good luck hat, actually. Yeah,
great. Yeah. Well, we will be looking forward to actually
seeing
the hats. Come to the show.
You're going to have to come see which one that is tonight. Yeah.
Experience exactly. The hats, but right now we're going to experience Three Hat Trio in the studio. So let's hear some more music.
Right on.
How about Get Up, Sam?
Let's do that.
God would have come from the sky. Come down here, take everything, make everybody feel so high. But if you know what life is worth, you look back down for yours on earth. And now you see the light. Come on, stand up for your right. Yeah, get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. You get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Yeah, get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Yeah, get up, stand up. Give up fine, cause we are sick and tired of his a man, his case of all the dying to go to heaven in the Jesus name. We all know and we understand. A mighty God is a living man. You can't fool some of the people sometime, but you can't fool a lot of people all the time. So now you see the light. Come on, stand up for your rights. Yeah, get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. For your rights, get up, stand up, don't give up the fight, yeah, stand up, yeah, stand up, yeah, stand up for your rights. You're
listening to KVNF's Talkin' Music, and our guests in the studio, Three Hat Trio from Utah, Hal Cannon on banjo and vocals, Greg Istock on bass and vocals, and Eli Rankle on violin and vocals. And they are performing in Paonia at the Paradise Theater this evening, starting about 7 o'clock.
Yeah, it's much better than anything on Netflix, really.
Guaranteed. So, where is the group going? I mean, you guys have, three or four albums out?
Finishing a fourth album, which will be out in the early part of this year, this next year. Three albums out. We've been touring quite a bit and just got back from 8 concerts around Montana. And before that, we were in Britain and Scotland for a couple weeks. And then earlier this year, we were at a big festival called Celtic Connections in Glasgow. And then we're going back to Europe next August, and we'll be at a big festival in Denmark called the Tundra Festival.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So yeah. We're traveling around.
Yeah.
We're heading to Colorado Springs tomorrow night and then Palisades on Saturday night.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we are really thrilled to have you here in the Bamboo Room. And the show at the Paradise Theater tonight is actually a benefit for the Paradise Theater. And it's also a bit of a celebration for Brian and Lenore Cambria, who are kind of acting as the promoters for this show. And it's, I understand, their wedding anniversary. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what we this hear.
It's really exciting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. This is the big news here.
Yeah.
it's the linoleum anniversary.
We'll be looking forward to cake, I suppose. No, it's going to be a great show, I'm sure. And we want to encourage folks to come out. If you're looking for information about the group, Three Hat Trio is the number 3, HATTRIO, all one word, and you can find them online. There's lots of good information there.
Yeah.
And how's the European reaction or response to American Desert? Do they relate to where y'all come from?
You know, I don't know if they relate to where we come from, but they're loving what we're doing and they get it. And that really is just, we were really kind of taken aback by that because we didn't expect that. We really kind of expected they would say, what the heck are you guys doing here, you know? But we have people come up after the show saying, I could just picture, you know, these wide open places and these vistas and these mesas and all that when you guys are playing this, that I could just picture it. It was almost like being in a movie or something. And so, you know, they're getting it. So it's pretty amazing. We were really surprised by how warm they were to us and how well they took us in and enjoyed our music and wanted to hear more. So it was great.
Right.
Yeah. I have a little thing I want to kind of just put out there while we're... So we kind of just grabbed our instruments out of the van this morning and or this afternoon and came in here to do this show. When we play live, we actually have a bit more going on than just the instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We kind of set out in the early days of this project to do something a little different. And in our first plan, it was to do just instruments like this because we wanted to see how, you know, bare bones we could pull it off. But as time went along, we kept adding little bits of things and amplifiers and percussion instruments and a bass drum and then some effects on the violin. And now we have, and it's worked really well for us, and it's actually helped us kind of create this landscape that we're looking for. So when you come see us tonight, it's not going to be the sound that you're hearing here. This is the basis of it, but it's going to be much more, there's going to be a lot more to it than just this pared down version of what you're hearing today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these gentlemen just literally got out of the car and walked into the studio and sat down and we turned on the turned on the recorder.
Yeah.
And we love that too. But
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We love to put on a show too.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing the full sound, the big sound of the group.
The big sound.
Although it is still just the three of you.
Yeah, it's still just the three of us.
And the girls.
Yeah, and we're actually playing everything that we do. There's not like a tape behind us or anything like that, you know. Yeah. It's like, it's us, so. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, we can probably get in at least one more song before you have to run down the street and get all set up for the concert.
So, can I just say something about the songs we've done so far?
Oh, please do.
The first song was called Crippled Up Blues, and it's, for some reason, our most popular song on Spotify. Hmm. I think 400,000 people have listened to it, and so somebody must like it out there. And it's really interesting. We just looked at the statistics, and one of the places that we're most listened to is in Brazil, oddly enough.
Wow.
So, I don't know, somehow. And then the second song, Get Up, Stand Up, is the only cover we do. And we love that song. And that comes from Greg's past as a Caribbean singer. And this last song is one called Hometown. And it's a song that I wrote. And it's based on interviews. I used to be a radio producer and produced lots of features for NPR over the years. And so I interviewed lots of people in the West. And this was an old man in Downey, Idaho, who told me that the place had grown so much that he didn't feel very much at home in his own hometown. And so that's where hometown comes from.
Okay. And does the band have any plans to travel to Brazil? Are you going to kind of scope out that audience?
Yes.
We'd love to.
Yes. Yeah.
We have an agent in England. We don't have one in Brazil.
Well, there you go.
Start working on
your Portuguese and head down there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Three Hat Trio, thank you very much for coming in for talking music. this afternoon. And we hope folks get out and enjoy your show at the Paradise Theater in Paonia tonight at 7 o'clock.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah,
thank you.
And Three Hat Trio again, Hal Cannon, Greg Istok, and Eli Renkel from Utah.
Could just be the new streetlights, they shine so hard and blue. Could be all the traffic, now I don't have a clue. Powell's used to live right there, that's where I broke my foot. An old man Powell chased his home right in this neighborhood. Main Street, past faces on the block. Not one person knew my name as I went on my walk. The coffee shop is gone now, it's now just level ground. The latte crowd is moving in, the pride of this small town. Stone that I pass by, they're all familiar names. Glad no one is watching as I go down the path, greeting all my old dear friends as though they never passed. This is my hometown, it's now a lone town. Alone in the town where I grew up. This is my hometown, it's now a lone town. Alone in the town where I grew up. This is my hometown, it's now a lone town. Alone in the town where I grew up.
For a taste of Three Hat Trio's fully produced sound, here's something from their 2016 album Solitaire, a song called Range.
The antelope leaps, owl's asleep, a man wanders through, that's all. Clouds raced by, smell rain, but it's dry. That's how it is on the range. That's how it is on the range. Rabbit darts, blue grouse starts, the roll of some distant thunder. He won't stay long, he's moving along. That's how it is on the range. That's how it is on the range. Clouds roll in, it's darker than sin. He heads for a rock overhang. The rain comes fast, but he knows it won't last. That's how it is on the range. He finds what is left of a camp in the cleft, a campfire's ancient reminder. He sifts through the sands, finds prints from small hands, lays shards out, then leaves them behind. Well, life is so rare, but persistent out there. The desert is open and true. We make a small mark, then fade in the dark. That's how it is on the range. That's how it is on the range. That's how it is on the range.